Let me begin by saying I'm going to quote a line that I think Rush Limbaugh made famous. He's always referring to himself as the mayor of Realville. And that's what I'm going to try to do today. Provisions dealing with casualty in most leases, most purchase contracts, are just not real. I have come to the conclusion that they're mainly a construct to please lenders' attorneys. But even what I see requested in most mortgages just isn't real. So what I'm going to try to do today is very slowly, for once, go through the coverages that would affect a situation like the flooding here in Houston and tell you what those policies actually say and give you some suggestions on what to draft in your leases or in your purchase contracts. I'm going to take about 5 minutes out of my usual presentation to just set the context. The sources of insurance policies, and there are really only two that I want to discuss today. The first one is the Insurance Services Office. Virtually every policy you will see was drafted by these folks. They are the AIA of insurance. They're huge, and you will see agreements that are still out there saying things like complying with the Board of Fire Underwriters, which was formed in 1861, if you really want to know.